All right, ladies, well, we are now being recorded. Thank you guys so, so, so much for calling in on a Saturday night at 10 p.m. I'm just excited. It totally blows my mind. I love it so much. excuse me. I like to, for your first time, this is your first time being on the call, I like to take a moment and set the intention for the call. I believe that so often we are on automatic and we kind of just do things because it's routine, or we just show up here because we come here every week or go to church every Sunday. We just do things out of habit and we're not fully intentional about why we do things. And that can happen from our mind just being in 100 different places other than where we are in this moment. So before we get started, I just want us to take a couple deep breaths just to set the intention for yourself. Set the intention in your mind. And I want you to ask yourself this question this week. Why am I on this call tonight? What brought you here? What is your intention? What are you looking to get? What are you looking to give? I want you to think about that. Think about your intention for being here in this moment. God has called each and every one of us to do something special and unique. And it's very, very important that we spend our time wise, very wise, because our days are numbered and we do not have as much time as we think we do to keep putting things off or just to go through life being so unintentional. So set the intention for yourself, why you're here tonight, and just take a couple deep breaths and get clear and centered. And I'm going to be silent for a couple moments because I'm going to do the exercise myself. My intention for tonight is to equip you with some information, some application, and some inspiration. Things that you may hear on this call tonight that you already know, things that you're already doing in your life, and that's great. Things that you've never heard before or different twists to it. I just pray that you remain open-minded and receive whatever it is that you came to receive on tonight. If you feel so inclined to do so, grab a pen and your journal because I'm going to share some tips with you guys. And if you do not want to write, that's fine. This call is recorded and you will get the recording. Just at some point, I really do want you to take some notes on what you hear tonight, but I understand it's late. If you want to relax and just be present and listen in, you can take notes later. So on this evening, I want to share with you the 10 things every confident woman needs in her life. I'm so excited to share this because throughout the week, as I do my my prayer and my meditation, and I sit and I just ask God, God, what do you have that you want me to share? And I just sit in silence and it comes and I realize that everyone isn't struggling with their confidence. Not everybody, you know, has low self-esteem or is afraid to do things. So I understand that every woman on this call is coming from a different place. And I realize that everybody doesn't have low self-esteem or low confidence. And we do have some women on the call that are confident. And so I just want to make sure that I'm hitting every different angle that I possibly can. So this is what I want to share with you on tonight that was dropped into my spirit, which is the 10 things that I believe every confident woman should know. And the first thing, the first thing that I believe that every confident woman needs is a strong prayer life. Is a strong prayer life. And I'm not talking about the now I lay me down to sleep. While I'm not discrediting that is all fine and well. to say our little prayers before we go to sleep, to say our prayers before we eat our meals. That's not the type of prayer life I'm talking about. I am talking about a prayer life where you are in constant communication with God. It's not just a carved out time that we have when we first wake up in the morning or before we go to bed or before we eat our meals. This is a constant communication with God. And when I say a constant communication with God, when you go to work or when you go to the store, when you're looking in people's eyes, you are looking at the creation of God. And so when you're speaking to that person, that's a prayer. Every conversation that we have is a prayer, having a prayer life. So how would we talk to God? Would we talk to God with an attitude? Would we talk to God disrespectfully? We wouldn't do that. So I want us to get that everything that we're saying is a prayer, and to be in constant awareness of that, that when you're speaking, God can hear you. And I want you to think about your prayer life being, like a TV that's not plugged in. And a TV that's not plugged in simply is not going to work. I don't care how much you try and twist it, flip it, it's just not going to work. Put batteries in the remote control, it's not going to work unless it is plugged in. And that's the same thing that we have to do. We have to be with God. We literally have to plug in. As soon as our eyes open up and we're conscious, we need to plug in and stay plugged in to God. Because just like the TV, if you're watching TV and somebody walks by and trips over the cord and the cord comes out, the TV stops working. And that's the same thing that happens with us. We stop working properly when we fall out of communication with God. So that's number one, is to have a strong prayer life and make it a habit. Make it a habit to talk to God first. And I want you to think about this. Do you tell... Ask yourself this and just reflect on this. Do you tell your girlfriends more than you tell God? Do we talk to our girlfriends and tell our girlfriends more than we tell the creator of the universe, the one who has all of the answers? So I just want us to think about how often do we tell our girlfriends more stuff than we tell God? That's number one. Number two is one of my favorite ones, and that is every confident woman needs a brand. Who are you? And you don't have to have a business in order to represent a brand. You yourself are a brand. Having a business is not the only people that have, or people that have businesses are not the only one that's representing a brand. If you are sitting at your job, you work. You don't own the company. You work under someone else. You are still representing a brand. And who are you? What do you want people to remember you for? Be conscious of your brand. You are always representing yourself. You are always representing yourself. And one of my mentors said this years ago, and I will never, ever, ever forget it. He said that someone is always watching you that is capable of blessing you beyond your wildest dreams. There is always someone watching you that is capable of blessing you beyond your wildest dreams. So be brand conscious. Know who you are. Know who you are and who you represent. That's the second one. Excuse me. The third one is another one of my favorite ones. This is my favorite thing to study, and it should be all of our favorite things to study because we need it. It's mind control. Mind control. We do not have to entertain every single thought that comes into our mind. And I've shared this with you guys before, either through this call or through my YouTube or some other class that I've taught in the past, that I was extremely unfaithful to my husband. And it got to the point where I was literally, and when I say addicted, you know how people can be addicted to alcohol, addicted to cigarettes, addicted to drugs, whatever. I was addicted to the attention of other men. It was an addiction. I literally got a high off of attracting or catching the eye of another man that was not my husband. And so in order to get my mind right in that department, when I tell you I will never be able to, nobody but me and God, but I'm going to do my best to try to explain this to you, will never understand how many times I have had to say in my head, I only have eyes for my husband. I only have eyes for my husband. If I was in the grocery store and I saw an attractive man, that was the first thing I had to say. Now, this was after, my husband and I, my husband finding out and us getting back together and us working this thing out and me wanting to be the wife that God was calling me to be. Every single time the temptation came, the following thought with the temptation that came was, I only have eyes for my husband. There is a way to train your mind and to train your brain. And there's actually a book that helped me so much that was written. I cannot think of who it was written by, but I will send that out in the email. And it's called Retrain Your Brain. That book was absolutely amazing. It teaches you how to retrain your brain, like literally rewiring your brain, because we have been brought up with all these ideas and concepts that don't suit us now. We just do things because our mom told us to do it, our father, our school teacher told us to do it, and we just live it out because that's the information that's still in our minds because we haven't put new information in. So you have to have mind control and, be able to overturn those thoughts that come into your mind, the doubting thoughts, the self-sabotaging, all those nasty negative things. They can be overturned by renewing our minds every single day, just like the scripture tells us to do. Number four, that every confident woman needs in her life is a giving attitude. A giving attitude. I see this so much, especially in business. A lot of business owners just want to buy my product. Here's my business. Support me. And that is, that's like the worst angle to go when you are in business. You have to be a giver. And I believe that when you have a relationship with God, you can't help but to give because God is a giver. And when you operate out of a mindset that there is more than enough on this planet, it becomes easier to give because a lot of people think that if I give, then who's going to give back to me? Or if I give, then, if I give, I'm not going to have enough. And that cannot be further from the truth. We are connected to a universe that has unlimited supply of everything. Unlimited supply. So have a giving lifestyle. And be conscious when you're out and about to always be a giver and not a taker. And I say, to be a giver and not a taker. When you're out and about, be aware of your surroundings and look around you and see who needs help, who's struggling with something. Is there a lady that's a little bit too short to get something off the shelf in the store? Don't be afraid to walk up to her and say, ma'am, can I help you? Just be aware of your surroundings. So often we're just in our little zone and we're not even paying attention to the things that are around us. Be a giving person. When you live a lifestyle giving and helping to other people, you just can't match what God gives back into your life. You just can't match it. Number five is have a sense of knowing, a knowingness deep down in your pit that you know that you know that you know. Whatever God spoke into your spirit, whatever visions he's pouring into you, whatever ideas and concepts that he's giving you, know that you know that you know that it's going to come. It's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. So often we can fall into doubt because of life situations. And I want you to picture yourself, picture yourself standing at point A, and you're trying to get to point B. And while you're walking from point A to point B, a rock comes and stumble, and you trip over the rock, or all these different things come into your path from point A to point B. And when you stumble over that rock, yes, it's going to hurt, and it's going to be like, oh, my God, I'm trying to get to point B. It's not happening fast enough. But you can still see point B. And a lot of people give up because they tripped and they fell. When you know that you know that you know that you know, you even know that that rock is a part of the process. Because just like in the scripture it says, I believe it's Romans 8:28, that all things will work out for our good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose and his plan. You have to know like you know like you know that what God said, he is going to do it. So I'm not going to say don't get discouraged, because the discouragement comes. We're human and doubt can seep in. But know that you know that you know. I cannot express this enough. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. Literally. Literally, when God speaks, it's going to happen. So have a sense of knowing. Number six, we are at 10:25. I'm not going to do a part two of this call. I'm just going to keep going. So whoever can rock with me past 10:30, I appreciate it. If not, you'll get the recording. But I have something else for next week that I can't wait to share with you guys. So I do not want to make this a part two. So I'm just going to keep rocking out. If you guys can roll with me, awesome. Number six, this is one of my favorite, because this is one of the things that I struggled with the most. And that is, especially as women, emotional stability. Mm. Emotional stability. We have got to grow up. We have to grow up. We have to stop letting every little teeny tiny thing piss us off or tick us off or make us mad or that just ruined my day or I can't believe they said that or I can't believe. We got to stop letting things get under our skin. We have to have that emotional stability. I remember when years ago, if I didn't get my way with my husband, oh, you could forget it. I'm not speaking to you for 2 days. That is so immature. That was so immature of me. We have got to grow up and get our emotions in check. When we have our emotions in check, so many things that bother the average person won't even faze us. And they'll look at us like, how are you sitting there so peaceful and so calm when all this stuff is falling down around you? And it's because you have got your emotions in check. We have got to get some emotional stability and stop acting like little girls. We can't do that anymore if we are going to rise and be the confident woman that God has called us to be. We've got to get a hold of our emotions. Number seven, this is a good one. This is a good one. And I hope it resonates with someone on this call or listening to the recording that really, really needs this, because I believe that us as women, especially, we can fall short in this area because we are such nurturers and we want to help everybody and we want everybody to come to us when they need us and, oh, baby, I'll be here for you and cry on my shoulders. Number seven is some boundaries. We need to set boundaries in our lives. There is a quote, and I do not remember who said it, but it says something like this: someone else's poor planning does not have to become your emergency. If somebody else failed to plan and now they need to borrow something from you, or they need you to take them somewhere because they didn't plan properly. And here you are getting ready to either sit down and have dinner with your family, or getting ready to absolutely do nothing at all. You just don't feel like leaving the house or doing anything. And then somebody calls you because they didn't plan properly, and now they need you to hurry up and rush to save them. No. Create some clear boundaries with yourself, and this will take time. This will take time, especially if we have been a people pleaser, or that woman that wants to keep the peace. I believe I talked about that a couple weeks ago, the lady in the house that wants to keep the peace. We have got to set some clear boundaries, and I'm talking boundaries with your children, boundaries with your spouse, with your parents. I had when I started, when my business started to really pick up a couple years ago, my mother used to just come over my house anytime she felt like it. And that didn't work for me after a while because I could either be in the middle of recording a video or doing a live call or something, and to have an unexpected visitor, it wasn't conducive to my lifestyle, the way that the avenue that my lifestyle was going, the way that it was going. And so I had to tell her, you know, Ma, you have to call me before you come to my house because I work from home now. And she was pissed. When I tell you, my mother did not. She comes from a generation of, you are my child, I will do whatever I want, I don't care if you are grown, you still my child. And which is all true. It's all true. But I had to teach her who I was now. I'm not your little, I'm always going to be her baby, I get that. But I'm an adult now, and I have things that I'm doing that I need to set some boundaries. And so she was really, really upset with me for a very long time, so much so that she didn't even listen to me. So she continued to come to my house unannounced. And after I told her, do not come to my house, you have to call me, she came back three times before she finally got it. And each time that she came, I did not answer the door. And she knew I was home. She could hear me in there. She was pissed. But I knew that if I opened the door, if I let her in, she wasn't going to take me serious. And so if I can set those clear-cut boundaries with the woman that gave birth to me, we've got to be able to set them with everybody else. And now she totally gets it. My mother does not show up at my house without calling, so much that she told her girlfriends and everything. And they told her, well, May, you know, she's working from home now. But I say all that to say, too, I don't care who it is. You have things that you have to do. You have things that you need to take care of. God is calling you to he has a huge call on your life. And in order to accomplish that, you've got to set some boundaries. You've got to set some boundaries because people will do whatever you allow them to do to you. The eighth thing, we're doing pretty good time, almost done. The eighth thing that every confident woman needs in her life is a mentor. Every confident woman needs a mentor. We don't know it all. We don't know everything, and we need to stop taking advice from small, regular-minded people. Go higher. Seek someone out that has what you want. I say this all the time. It's the quickest way to get what you want. Find somebody else who has it and follow their lead. Success leaves clues. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. Always have a mentor. And I did a video, I believe it was like 2 days ago. I got an email and I posted it up on YouTube, and I was sharing, the lady in the email asked me, how does she find these people? And I failed to mention in that video that we don't always need a real human being to be our mentor. Oprah Winfrey is my mentor, and she has never seen me before, but I have her books, I have her products. Always have a mentor, and a mentor can be through reading their books or a live person if you are so lucky. and blessed to get a live person. Honor them, respect them, respect their time, and just be grateful that you're able to be in their space. I have a mentor, and I don't know where my life would be without her. I really don't, because she speaks into my spirit, and sometimes tells me things that I don't want to know, don't want to hear. So be open to having a mentor in your life and someone to speak into your life when they see you going off course. The ninth thing that I believe every confident woman needs to have, dun, 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 is an exercise routine. Ladies, we got to move these bodies more. We have got to move these bodies more. And I am not a fan of exercising. I do not like your traditional way of exercising with the weights and the workout classes. That's not my favoriteest thing on the planet to do. So I have incorporated many different things into my lifestyle as for my exercise routine. And I always say this, that I'm always exercising. There is a way to always exercise your body. And that can be through the physical activity that you enjoy doing. I don't like exercising, so I dance. And I drop 30 pounds dancing. Like, that's still cardio, but it's not the 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I was dancing, having a good time, breaking a sweat and burning calories. Parking your car, stop looking for the closest parking space. All these little things, they all add up. Always be exercising. I have this one guy, he always says, always, what is it? He say, ABM, always be marketing. And I like to say, always be exercising. Always, when you reach for something in your cupboard, be conscious enough to literally stretch your arm and flex it. Every movement that we make can be an exercise. We don't always, you know, stretch your body in the morning, take a couple extra moments before you start your day, and just elongate your back, stretch your back, stretch your ankles, your toes, wiggle your toes, move your body. We're not getting any younger, and our bodies were created to move. So move your body to help keep you young and fresh and just pure energy. When you exercise your body, you have energy that is like unmatched by doing anything else. And the last thing that I believe that every confident woman should have, that is a sacred meeting space in your home for you and the Holy Spirit to meet every single day. Now, this doesn't have to be a whole entire room. It could be, you guys know that we just bought our first house. Actually, November 30th will be a year that we've been here. Mm-hmm. And prior to us moving here, I had just a table in my bedroom that I used as my sacred space where I would go every single day and journal and pray and just give thanks and just be just honoring that time. I say, and the Bible says to always to pray without ceasing. But when we take that special time, it's just like going to church. When we go to church, there is an atmosphere in that church. There is an atmosphere that just can't be matched. You can literally feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in some churches, not all of them. But create that same space in your home. I believe your whole entire house should be your sacred space, absolutely. But designate an area that is just for you and the Holy Spirit, because atmosphere is everything. And create an inviting atmosphere. When we're at church and that music is playing, we can literally feel the goosebumps that I like to call God bumps. And that's the Holy Spirit come just drenching its presence all through our body. And we can have that same experience in our house. So designate a space in your home just for you and the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, that was life-changing for me. Life-changing. Those moments that I spend now in my meditation room, it's life-changing. I cannot go in my day and be a productive person without plugging in my sacred space. I just can't. I've tried it. It doesn't work good for me. I need that time. So create a meeting space in your home for the Holy Spirit and you to meet each and every single day. Ladies, that is what I have for you on tonight. It is 10:38. Thank you so much for showing up tonight. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself. When you show up for yourself, you literally make the world a better place. So I thank you. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate each and every one of you for showing up tonight. Before we end the call on tonight, does anybody have anything that they want to share with us? Any questions, comments, or concerns?
I do. I want to, this is Atelia Ford, Angel. I want to thank you for tonight's lesson. This lesson has really hit home for me and quite a few of them. I know I need to work on it, especially the one about setting boundaries. Wow. You need to, you don't have to be everybody's hero. You don't have to fix everything because I know I can't, but yet I try. And the note that I say is for me, you know, and it's okay. I don't have to beat me up for not saying no. I can embrace my no and don't feel bad about my no. Accept my no because I often hear no, you know, and I don't let it get to me. But it gets to me when I feel as if that I say no.
And we have to realize that the damage that we do to that other person when we're always there for them, we have to realize that's damaging them. If we're always coming to their rescue, they'll never know how to stand on their own two feet. So just keep that in mind. We damage other people when we don't set boundaries for ourselves. Thank you, Artelia, for sharing that. Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns?
It's me, Denise.
Yes.
The one that touched home with me was the emotional stability. Yeah. So I'm going to try to work on some techniques or something because I do let things upset me. And, you know, you can't go through life letting everything get to you, get underneath your skin. So.
Absolutely.
I'm going to definitely work on that.
Good for you. Thank you for sharing that. And when I say that, I don't mean for us to become emotionless. We can have things, you know, things are going to bother us. Things are going to affect us. But we can control how we respond to those things. We don't have to respond to them all the time. It's really about keeping things into perspective. Keeping things into perspective. Thank you, Denise, for sharing. Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight?
Well, Angel, this is Faye. The one that struck me is have the confident woman must have a brand. That one really stuck to me because I wasn't sure that was something that everybody should do
or
should have.
So
that one hit home.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so true. One of my friends is a manager, and she tells me all the time, you know, she knows who she's looking at for promotion. And that person has represented themselves very well, you know, showing up to work on time, going above, you know, the call of duty. That's brand material. Yes, we are a walking, talking brand machine, even without a business. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything that they want to share before we end on tonight?
I just want to quickly say it's Frida, Miss Angela. Yeah, I just want to just thank you so much for your openness. I've seen a lot of life coaches and heard a lot of life coaches, even on the internet and YouTube, and when I was seeking out which direction God was taking me. And so I just want to just thank you for your openness and your realness. because you just don't see a lot of that. It is some people out there that's doing it, but it's a lot of, even if you have seen a lot of them, and it's not to knock them, it's just that you decided to take it to a whole nother scope. And so I just want to just thank you, just say thank you, because that, when I was on YouTube, you came up, and that's when you really just struck me with how real you was and sharing your testimonies and being transparent. And so I just want to, commend you on that and just tell you thank you, because I'm a very introvert person. Mm-hmm. And so you have really pushed me this week, even this week, to a whole nother level with, like you said, branding and just, coming out of my shell of being so introvert and mm-hmm. becoming more transparent. So, a lot of times, we stand back on the backside, but God wants us to be reachable. And so never that in a pride way, but just an introvert way. And so I just thank you for being transparent.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Frida, for sharing that. And let me just say this in my human defense. If I had a choice to not tell my business, trust me, I wouldn't.
Right. Me too.
If I had a choice, oh, my God. My mother says to me all the time, she said, you don't hold water. You just tell everything, don't you? I say, my trust, because, she comes from that generation. You go to
the
grave with some stuff.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, if I had a choice.
Wow, but you're helping so many, though, so thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight? All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much. I will see you guys in the World Wide Web world, and I will see you guys next week. If you guys are not connected to me on Facebook, whatever social media you have, I'm there. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't really tweet that much, so I'm not everywhere. If you are not on my email list, I send out weekly inspiration, motivation, and application, and Monday morning motivations, and all that juicy stuff. And I often send out classes that I'm doing that I will just share with the people that are on my email list that I won't put on Facebook. There's just certain things that I share with the people that sign up. So if you are not signed up to the mailing list, you can do that on my website at angelrichardson.com. And I will see you guys next week. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.